Thank you for listening to the Ablaze Church Sermon Podcast. Our purpose at Ablaze is to love God, love others, follow Jesus, and tell others. If you are looking for a church home in the Tulsa area, we'd love to have you join us for worship on Saturdays at 6:30 p.m. or Sundays at 10:30 a.m. For more information, please visit our website at ablazechurch.org.
I want you to think about today's message as if we were especially wanting to be sure that everybody grasped it, everybody understood it, including the kids, because they are very important to the Lord. So we're going to be using a bunch of different objects as we go along. So I'm going to bring my cart in place here, have a few things handy as we go through the story of Easter. As a matter of fact, in certain ways, we're going to be able to actually participate in the story. So watch out for those opportunities. Like when I say, Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed. Hallelujah.
Okay. You're going to also be part of an earthquake coming along in a little bit. All right. So let's think about this story. And I'm going to start off with a question. The question is this. Have you ever been disappointed? Yeah, all of us have been disappointed at some time or another. As a matter of fact, we got the, this is the disappointed sad face. All right, how many of you can do it? No, the sad face right now. All right. Well, let's think about, you got invited to a birthday party. This is the best birthday party at the best venue, and it was going to be the most fun that you could ever imagine, and then you got sick and you couldn't go. Disappointment. Or the family was planning a really special trip, and you were going to do all kinds of things. You know, go to movies, do rock climbing, fishing. You were going to go to a water park, and then something happened. There was maybe a tornado or an ice storm, and the whole thing had to be canceled, and you felt disappointed. Or a best friend. Now, this isn't just kids, okay? A best friend let you down. A best friend told your secrets to somebody else. Or the best friend moved away, and you hardly ever got to see that person ever again, and you were disappointed. Expecting the best Christmas present ever or a birthday present. You had just been, I gotta have it. I really want it. And you put out hints all around. And then when Christmas came, it wasn't there. And you got something like really, really dumb. Yeah. I don't know. I think probably that's happened to everybody at one time or another. But disappointment. So we got to look at that sad face again. Disappointment. And I'm going to tell you about three ladies in the story that you just heard who were very, very disappointed. Now, two of them, their name was Mary, and the third one, her name was Salome, and it was barely getting light. This was on Sunday morning, and they're on their way, though, to a sad place. They're on their way to a cemetery, and they've got a big load. This is a big, heavy burden. Okay, can you pretend with me? I know it's really newspapers in here, but I can barely lift it up. Okay, and this is filled with spices and ointments because, well, I'm going to prepare the body of Jesus, and that kind of helps to take away some of the smell. And so they're on the way, but there's a burden that's even bigger than that they're carrying, more than the spices. And the burden is that Jesus had died. Now, they loved Jesus very, very much. Jesus was their best friend, and they wanted to spend every day with Jesus, as much time as possible. They wanted to hear everything that he said. They just felt so connected to Jesus. But now, Jesus was dead, and so the burden was a whole lot more than what was in there. There was a big burden in here as well, a burden that was actually on their heart. Oh, and you see this? A burden of sadness. A burden of disappointment. Oh, we thought we'd have him around all the time. Hopelessness. Jesus was our hope. But now, What happened to our hope? Our future is gone. Everything we were hoping for, it's not happening. And guilt, all the things we've ever done wrong. And Jesus was always understanding and forgiving. How are we ever going to get forgiven of our guilt? How about feeling discouraged? You ever feel discouraged? Oh, the burden of discouragement can be so heavy. Everything else can be going around. Everybody else can be smiling around you. But when you are feeling that discouragement, you hardly want to live. What about fear? Feeling of fear, afraid of things. There are always things that try to, make us feel afraid. Well, these ladies, as they were thinking about the loss of Jesus, and then they were remembering, some things had happened. They had watched as the evil people accused Jesus of being a commandment breaker. He broke every commandment. Jesus, he was a liar. Jesus, he had a devil inside of him. Jesus didn't tell the truth. And so we got to get rid of him. And so what they did is they captured him. They bound his hands. They put a blindfold on him. They put a crown of thorns upon his head, and then they pushed it down as those thorns could stick into his skin and into his scalp, and blood started coming down, and they spit on him. They called him names, and then finally, what they did, they nailed him up on that cross, and he died. It's like Jesus is locked in on death, locked in. We've got a little door here. Okay, this door has been locked. That's what the grave was like, a locked door and Jesus behind there. And that makes everybody feel this way, right? Sad. This is the door of sadness. Hope seems to be gone. The women are carrying the burden of that sadness, the loss of Jesus. And it's almost for them, almost like they had died. Because you know what else is locked behind that door? All the good things, love and hope and joy, peace. What about forgiveness? Victory, heaven, and they felt like losers. But with Jesus, they could feel, all right, we win. But all of that locked up behind that door of death. And they are in sad, sad despair. They're feeling hopeless. You ever get locked in someplace and you couldn't get out? Well, when I was a kid, and we had moved to a new town and to a new house, it was an old house, but it was new to us. Okay. And my little sister hadn't quite figured things out yet as she's exploring around the house. But then she came to the bathroom, and there was a little thing. She turned that knob. And then when she wanted to leave, she couldn't. She was locked in. She cried. She screamed. She was in a panic. She felt, I'm going to be here for the rest of my life. There's no hope for me. I'm lost. It's all gone. It's all gone. Life is over. But she had a hero. His name is Dad. Dad figured out a way to get that door unlocked and for her to come out of there. He got her out. See, and it's like all of our happy cards get locked up without Jesus. If Jesus is just dead, all of this is dead. And we're like my little sister before the door got unlocked. But he got her out. He saved her. And for the rest of his life, my dad was my sister's greatest hero. Now, we transition our thoughts to the resurrection, because that's what it's all about, the opening of that door. Early that morning, something happened. Now, you're going to have to help me out to make sure that this happens, okay? Because there was an earthquake. How are we going to do an earthquake? Okay, stomp your feet, clap your hands on your feet. Okay, This is the earthquake. This is the earthquake. Something's happening. Something's happening. Ooh, I think that door. I think that door's going to open up. That door's going to open up. And so what happened? Jesus unlocked that sad door. And in the place, all right, it becomes a happy door. And these things then are freed up so that we can have hope. It isn't locked behind the door anymore. We can have love. It isn't locked behind the door anymore. And peace. And we can have joy. And we can have forgiveness. And we can have victory. And we can have heaven. And finally, because of all of that, we win. We become winners. We're no longer losers in this world because Jesus has transformed the grave into a place of victory for us and has opened up that door for us. I think we can take all of these things and we can put them inside of our little Easter basket here because that's where they belong, our special Easter gifts. So he unlocked the door. Well, what about that big burden, the big burden that was locked, that locked them out of happiness? We're going to lock up these burdens. We're going to put these now behind that door so that they don't have to bother us anymore. Fear and discouragement and hopelessness and disappointment and sadness and guilt. Because Jesus has taken care of all of those. Okay, with one little exception there. All right. But that's okay. He's got it. He's got it. No problems. So, you know what? What Jesus provides for us is better than what we typically get in our Easter baskets, like eggs. Well, eggs, hey, you know what? They're great. I think of these colors. They're bright colors. You know, that's happy. That's happiness. The joy that comes because Jesus has come into this world. And not only that, but you see, when an egg is hatching, there is life inside of it. And, you know, when the baby chick comes out, brand new life. What a great thing. What a great gift. Your Easter basket may have candy in it, huh? How about candy? You like candy? Because it's sweet, and the love of Jesus is so sweet. You know, takes away the bitterness of sin and guilt and disappointment and loss, and he gives us, oh, well, we even have to have a bunny, too. Well, you know, this is about the time of year in the springtime. Right around Easter is when you begin to see the rabbits, the bunny rabbits, you know, going through your yard, and you're so excited because they seem to be so full of life. And that's like Jesus. He brings us that full and wonderful life because you know why? Are you ready for this? Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed. Hallelujah.
And he is. Well, so your Easter basket this year may it be filled with all of those good things. Now, the Easter story, I want you to know this, is more than a story. Did you know that it is actual non-mythical, actual historical reality in fact? As a matter of fact, if you had been there and you had your phone, you could have videoed the whole thing of Jesus literally coming out of that grave and being alive. I mean, is that real? Not just something that's made up. As a matter of fact, the resurrection of Jesus in anything in ancient history is the most documented and attested to thing. You've got biographies by four who had not only been eyewitnesses, but interviewed scores of eyewitnesses, and 500 people at one time had even seen him alive. So is there anything else in ancient history, any facts or any story in ancient history that have so much behind them? So it's real. Now, if it's real, it makes a difference. Like the young lady on the screen said, you know, it makes a difference in everything. Our theme this year at Ablaze Church is One Life, as we focus on the life of Jesus Christ and how that comes to affect your one life. And he came to give us that life. Now, I mentioned before that the people said Jesus was a bad man, that Jesus had lied, he had broken the commandments. And from one standpoint, do you know, that's actually true. You know that? How do I mean that? Well, if Jesus took the sins of the world onto himself, that means he says, I'm guilty of every law-breaking, every sin in thought, in word, or in action where we've broken the law of God. You know, that's ours. Our sin was upon him and was for our guilt that he suffered on that cross and that he died. But here's the deal. He came alive again, and the resurrection of Jesus is the absolute, total, complete assurance that the reality of our sins being forgiven, you know, it just confirms it. It says, this is true. He's not dead. He's not in the grave. He is living now. He is at the right hand of God the Father. And the Bible says he lives to make intercession. He's actually thinking of you right now, and he's praying for you right now. So wonderful is that gift of the resurrection of Jesus Christ. It changes everything. The one life changes everything. Now, for believers who receive Jesus Christ by faith into their hearts, their lives are now invaded with joy and victory, forgiveness, lasting peace, and authenticity. But that's not all. There's yet more. There's more. And that is, in eternity, we can then spend that whole eternity in the presence of Jesus Christ, the perfect presence of God in heaven. Could anything ever get better than that? That's why we kind of packed this place out today, because there is no better news in all the world than that Jesus Christ is alive. Because, are you ready? Because Christ is risen. Okay, are you sure you got that connected into your heart? Let's just pause for a moment and think about what is faith. Faith is a transfer of a trust away from anything and everything else. It is also putting away despair and then receiving. An open heart that receives this free gift that Jesus won for you when he paid the price for you. He paid the price for you, every one of us, on the cross. And he says, through that, I offer to you forgiveness. I offer to you a personal relationship with your Creator, with the Heavenly Father. You can know him just simply by faith, by trust. And prayer is a way of expressing faith. Maybe a person might pray to the Lord, said, Lord, I'm sorry that I have sinned against you. And I thank you that you sent Jesus Christ into this world to die for my sins in my place, to become that horrible sinner so that I could be free. And now I invite Jesus Christ into my heart to be my Savior and to be my Lord. If that is a prayer of your heart, let your heart speak it to the Lord. If maybe you're someone who said, okay, well, I kind of believe all that stuff. Yeah, it's true. But I really haven't been living it. When would be a better time than today to make that decision to live it out day by day and moment by moment in the promises of God's grace and God's word? And you might say something like this, Lord, I'm sorry that sometimes I just kind of let things slide. I know you're real, but sometimes I don't feel it, and I don't get excited about it, and I just sort of let it drop. And I can go sometimes days without thinking about it, but Lord, now I'm going to ask you just to renew my faith by your Holy Spirit and to place it deep, deep, deep within me that I may live for you. And all of this I ask in the name of Jesus. Amen.